We're on the telephone with Dr. Dan Kovich, who is Director of Science and Technology for the National Pork Producers Council. Dr. Kovich, I understand you did attend the Food and Drug Administration hearing, meeting, whatever you want to call it, yesterday, on lab-produced meat, or fake meat, as some people refer to it. Give us your thoughts on how that hearing went and from your viewpoint.
Well, it certainly was very interesting. I think that's safe to say. You know, although we obviously vigorously dispute the fact that FDA will have final jurisdiction over any products that may result from this process, it really was the first time that everyone kind of together in one room to kind of talk about these products, how they're produced, what they might be used for, and obviously how they might be regulated, although USDA was completely absent from that conversation. One thing I think that was particularly interesting is, you know, these companies have been very secretive so far in their process, what they're doing, how they actually are trying to make this stuff. And so it was very interesting to hear them kind of elaborate on that a little bit. I mean, we still have a lot of questions, but at least we're starting to get some idea of what this looks like.
And I understand, from what I've heard, there are groups there as well who are given time that are pretty much anti-meat or anti-livestock production.
There were a few voices there that did raise those sentiments. You know, it's certainly kind of what we expect in any venue like this, that some of those groups are going to kind of latch on to any opportunity to get their message out. But overall, I think there were a lot of thoughtful comments, particularly from the meat science community, who basically took the guys making this stuff to task for not really sharing their process or product with the academic community. So that there could be any sort of independent verification of the food safety claims they're making, the sustainability claims they're making, the nutrition claims they're making, and so forth. So I think that academic perspective that came out yesterday was a really important message that everyone needs to hear.
Okay, and there's a lot of talk, of course, about this possible turf war between USDA and FDA and who's going to regulate these products. And I know in a news release I saw MPPC referred to it as a regulatory land grab. So as you indicated, do you want USDA to be the first stop here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the companies working in this space came right out and said that they got the cells that they're using for this from an animal that passed both antemortem and postmortem inspection by FSIS. So I think, I mean, that in itself just gets to the heart of this, you know. That is an important step, and it just follows that any product, I mean, FSIS has a great definition of meat food product. So though this stuff may not be meat, it does fall squarely in that meat food product category, and we just don't really see any way around that. I mean, It's pretty clear by the letter of the law that any of this stuff that's made that's going to be sold as a meat product is going to have to be under the ultimate supervision of FSIS at the USDA.
And then the other big question in all this is how these products are going to be labeled. I imagine we're still a ways off from figuring that out, but I know the dairy industry and what has happened there is kind of a warning sign about what can happen if it's not done the right way from the start?
Absolutely. And I think, again, we can look to the difference between the scrutiny that FDA has given product labels, as you mentioned, milk, but also a lot of the current plant-based meat substitute products versus the rigor and oversight that FSIS has always given to labels placed on meat products. So what it's going to be called is a crucial issue. And again, we absolutely maintain that FSIS is in a much better position to make sure that the labels are clear, transparent, and that consumers know exactly what they're getting.
Okay, so how do you see this playing out here over the next few months or the next few years?
Well, I mean, certainly there's a lot of question about some of the claims of how close these companies are to getting a product ready to market. Some are saying by the end of this year. Others in the meat science community think it's nowhere near that. So So the time frame is still up in the air. But, I mean, obviously, these things are coming. So we do need to have the regulatory framework in place. So we are, you know, really anticipating USDA stepping up here and making it clear where they have jurisdiction to get this kind of back on the right rails moving forward.
Is this something ultimately comes from the White House on who decides this, or how do they sort it out?
Well, you know, it may have to, but again, I think that the Meat and Poultry Inspection Act is pretty clear as to where FSIS would have authority here and, you know, other roles that FDA may play. I mean, I'll just bring it back to, I don't know if your listeners are familiar, but just to give an idea of how there's always been interplay between FDA and FSIS. Currently, if you go to a store and buy a sandwich, if it's a closed sandwich, you know, bread on both sides, it's regulated by the FDA. If it's an open-faced sandwich, it's regulated by USDA. So there, as ridiculous as these things may seem sometimes, there has been a long history of the agencies figuring this out. So that being said, again, meat food products belong under FSIS, USDA. They've already got the authority. And if the White House needs to step in to make sure that's respected, then we're certainly all for that.
Okay, let me ask you another issue. I know that you're watching closely, kind of related to this, is gene editing. And this is going to be a big issue going forward as well as to who regulates this area.
Absolutely. You know, it's a similar situation in that FDA is maintaining they have jurisdiction, you know, but unlike the lab-produced protein, where we fear they're going to take a, you know, if they were to be given authority, it would take a pretty light approach. They're taking a very heavy-handed approach to the gene editing issue, claiming jurisdiction under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, that they can regulate gene editing in livestock as a new animal drug. And that just opens up a whole host of problems that we feel very strongly would really have the end result of pretty much killing this great potential in livestock. So, again, we think that regulation of this technology has a logical home at USDA under the Animal Health Protection Act, and we would like to see that happen as well.